I know somewhere in Gestalt psychology, I believe, there's an entire analysis about diagonal lines versus vertical and horizontal lines. Diagonal lines being more powerful, indicating movement. They certainly are a different sort of compositional element than the static nature of perfectly vertical and horizontal lines. This entire composition is based on the diagonal line. It could just as easily have been photographed from straight on, making all these lines vertical. But the diagonal line adds power, adds strength, adds movement. It gives us a little bit more three-dimensionality, too, because we see the rounded nature of the rocks, shadows on the foreside, highlights on the far side. That tells us that this is a three-dimensional rounded shape. And although I'm not a student of the Gestalt psychology that analyzes all of this business, I think it's the three-dimensional rounded nature of objects and the way they show the shadowing exactly as this image does that is the real magic. When I look at my images, all the ones that have diagonal lines tend to have that sort of shadowing, that three-quarter profile, if you will, that shows us the rounded nature of the three-dimensional object in the two-dimensional photograph. Here, it works exceedingly well because it gives additional depth to the image. Without it, we'd not only miss those tonalities, but we'd miss the three-dimensional sculpturing of this rock that's so important to give us that sense of highlight, that is to say, rocks that are more directly facing the source of light, than simply that they are lighter colored rocks or a striated colored rock. Here, we definitely feel that it's light that's making these changes in tonality because of the diagonal line and the shading.